Hi guys, my name is Dan Sheridan. You can call me Mr. Dan. In these short lessons, I'm going to tell you the history of our country, the United States of America. You know, since we live here, we probably should know something about our country. History is the story of great events that have taken place in the world. The history of the United States is the story of wonderful things that have happened here in America, where you and I live. I will tell you how our country was discovered by Europeans, how they found it occupied by many tribes of amazing people who were wrongly named Indians, and how the Europeans settled the country, cut down the forests, and cultivated the lands and built towns and cities. That was hard work. Our story begins a long time ago, over 500 years ago.
Really?
I know, that's a long time. Over 500 years ago, there lived at Genoa in the country of Italy a man by the name of Columbus. Columbus had a job carding wool. Now, carding is when you brush the hairs of animals to prepare them to become fabrics. Fabrics which are needed to make clothes. Mr. Columbus had a son named Christopher who worked with him in this business. But Christopher loved the ocean. So, one day, he went to sea and became a famous sailor. Remember, in those days, people didn't know as much as we do about the world. They weren't too sure what the shape of the earth is or how big the oceans are. And guess what? They didn't even know America existed.
Really?
They believed that where you and I now live is a dark, spooky ocean of water inhabited by scary sea monsters. But there were many people in that day who wanted to know more about our world. Some brave sailors ventured forth upon unknown seas making important discoveries. Now imagine what it was like back then. When they went to the beach and they stood on the shore, they thought that the great Atlantic Ocean that spread out before them was endless. It was really scary. But there were some courageous men who wanted to explore this ocean. But most sailors were afraid to head out into the unknown sea, so instead, they sailed along its eastern borders, staying close to the European shores. Nobody was brave enough to try to head westward across the Atlantic Ocean, far away from the safety of land. However, about 500 years before Columbus, there were brave sailors from Sweden and Norway called Northmen. We call them Vikings. Ooh, I love that name. They sound tough, don't they? Well, these brave Vikings crossed the Northern Ocean, that is the northern part of the Atlantic, to Greenland. And it is said they made some small settlements on the coast of New England. But they didn't stay there long, and their brave adventures were soon forgotten. You know, that's unfortunate. Maybe if the people of Europe knew about the Viking adventures, it would have encouraged them to brave the unknown oceans sooner than they did. This is Dan. That's all I have time for. Thanks for listening. I can't wait to talk to you next time. And remember, be good.